Estevan, Brandt Truck and Tractor Estevan Minor Football wrapped up the 2023 season Monday night by handing out awards. For the Estevan U10 Canuckhod Cudas, James Harmsworth was named the most dedicated player. Each player received a medal. Recipients for the Estevan U12 Power Dodge Chargers were Max Ogadynski, Most Valuable Player, Mason Lassie, Offensive MVP, Parker Kosier, Defensive MVP, Cameron Locken, Most Sportsmanlike, Casey Kitts, Driven Distribution Most Driven, Ben Gertien, Most Improved, and Jude Shackleton, Rookie of the Year. For the Estevan Lions Club U14 Oilers, the award winners were Hugh Ross, Team MVP and Offensive MVP, Arvin Sangar, Defensive MVP, Dexter Chaplisky, Most Sportsmanlike, Tucker Karcha, Most Dedicated, Luke Morrow, Most Improved, and Kieran Kyle, Top Rookie. For the Estevan Canet Club U18 Viragos, the recipients were Riley Briscoe, Team MVP, Morgan Hayes, Offensive MVP, Kelsey Greening, Defensive MVP, Emily Greening, Offensive Line MVP, Cassidy Wallington, Defensive Line MVP, Maya Smith, Most Sportsmanlike, Sophia Lester Gason, Prairie Rathole Most Dedicated, Aurora McCutcheon, Most Improved, and Natasha Hengen, Top Rookie. Tom and Amanda Moffitt were presented with the Brian Smith Volunteer Family Award. They took time out of their summer vacation to rebuild a grandstand at Chow Field, and they have taken the reins for the EMF display at the upcoming Festival of Lights in Woodlawn Regional Park. Tom coaches with the Chargers, and their sons play football. Elizabeth Bergen was selected for the Brian Illerbrin Community Award for her dedication to the sport. A member of the Oilers, she broke her femur early in the season, but she continued to come into Estevan from Oxbow on a regular basis to be at practices and help the coaches. Steve McClellan is this year's inductee for the EMF Wall of Fame. McClellan joined Estevan Minor Football in 2010 as the head coach of the U12 Chargers. At the time, the EMF was in just its third year and had not enjoyed much success in Regina Minor Football. The Chargers made it to the RMF semifinals, which was viewed as a remarkable feat for a young organization. McClellan also quickly became active on the board, stepping in as vice president in 2010 and becoming president in 2011, just in time to deal with the flood of the Souris River. McClellan was instrumental in finding the EMFA new facility, the field south of the Estevan Comprehensive School. Past President Kevin Mortensen said the EMF was very fortunate to have McClellan involved during that time as he dealt with a lot of the paperwork and red tape needed to get the facility at Woodlawn operational again. Thanks to McClellan's work, the EMF also had a building donated by Synovus Energy and equipment donated by the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at Dr. Dean Chow Field. McClellan relocated to Alberta in 2013 for work-related purposes. He was unable to attend on awards night. Paul Duncan was recognized with a plaque in honor of his 10 years of coaching football. The annual general meeting was also held Monday. Pat Ford will be back as president for another year. Paul Duncan will be the vice president, Tia Thacker is in charge of fundraising, Kathy Thompson the secretary and Deanna Bichorek as the treasurer. Members at large will be Michelle Smith, Trevor Getz, Elise Manti, Jeremy Chaplisky, Mark Tribiger, Matthew McGillivray and Tom Moffitt. The terms for Kevin Mortensen, Megan Tangerd and Jennifer Frose have ended. Mortensen stepped down as president in the summer after a lengthy term in the role.